The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is also a trapnel stress echocardiogram. The patient's name is Idania Gonzalez, first name I-D-A-N-I-A, last name Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. This is a trapnel stress echocardiogram, cardiocarasocious letterhead, file Streco space Gonzalez space I. Tremble stress echocardiogram, date of examination 3/15/22. Referring physician Jacelyn, J-A-C-L-Y-N, Brancato, B-R-A-N-C-A-T-O-D-O. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication. 59-year-old female with dyspnea on exertion with history of abnormal ECG portion of tremble exercise stress tests. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. Common early transition. Common nonspecific ST T wave changes. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure. Colon 122 over 60. Parentheses M. Lodipine 5 milligrams. Losartan hydrochlorothiazide 100/25 milligrams. Additional hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams. Close parentheses. Baseline. Blood baseline heart rate, 72 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent tremble exercise stress test utilizing the Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes and 41 seconds, semicolon, 1 minute and 41 seconds into stage 3 of the Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 146, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 170 over 60 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24820, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discovery during stress the recovery period. She did experience dyspnea with stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8.5 to 9 mets. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 60 and a heart rate of 85 at the end of the recovery period. There are isolated VPCs at peak stress continuing until 2 minutes into the recovery period. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, correction, during the first stage of stress, the patient developed positive ECG changes of ischemia in leads 2, 3, AVF, and V5 through V6, which progressed to greater than 3 millimeters of a horizontal to upsloping repolarization abnormality in leads 2, 3, and AVF. In leads 2, 3, and AVF, greater than 2.5 millimeters in leads V5 and V6, greater than 2 millimeters in lead V4, and greater than 1.5 millimeters in lead V3. ECG changes of ischemia resolve slowly all the way until the end of the recovery period. New paragraph, impression, abnormal ECG portion, tremble stress echocardiogram, starting at 73% maximum predicted heart rate and peaking at 91% and until peak stress at 91% maximum predicted heart rate. In the paragraph where it says the patient developed ECG changes of ischemia starting at stage 1 of stress, you could put the parentheses 73% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses. To continue, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a tremble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal lorax, parasternal thorax, apical 4-chain views, and apical 2-chain views were obtained. The baseline study was baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with significant augmentation of wall motion with exercise with near systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph. Impression normal echocardiographic portion of tremble stress echocardiogram for region wall motion abnormalities but with near systolic cavitary obliteration with peak stress imaging. New paragraph. Conclusions. One. abnormal ECG portion tremor stress echocardiogram starting at 73% maximum projected heart rate with maximum abnormal ECG changes of ischemia at peak stress at 91% maximum projected heart rate. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the history of false positive ECG portions of prior treadmill stress testing. And, correction, the diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the presence of baseline ECG abnormalities, correction, by the presence of baseline STT wave changes, the absence of clinical symptoms of chest discomfort, and the history of prior false positive ECG portion of history of abnormal ECG portions and the history of false positive ECG portions of prior stress echocardiograms. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort, but did experience dyspnea with stress. Three, the patient which coincided with ECG changes of ischemia. Correction, which coincided with mild hypertension and ECG changes of ischemia. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8.5 to 9 mets, significantly, decreased from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, isolated VPCs were noted at peak stress and in early recovery, coinciding with the patient attaining her functional capacity. As well as with ECG and echocardiographic findings at peak stress. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of tremor stress echocardiogram for regional wall motion abnormalities to 91% maximum projected heart rate, with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, significant augmentation wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. There was the additional finding of near-systolic cavitary obliteration with peak stress imaging period suggest additional testing with measurement of post-peak stress systolic cavitary intramyocardial gradient if clinically indicated. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mace, MD.